Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Joining us by phone is Kathy Burwell. She is the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. Kathy, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I apologize for not coming right to the studio. Got a really big event today, and so I was a little bit distracted, and so I appreciate you doing this remote.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, we like having you here in person. You brighten up the studio a little bit, but we're going to make do.
Oh, well, thank you.
I know you...
So what?
What's that?
I was just going to say, so what's going on today?
Well, that's what I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
We got a lot going on today. I know you're very busy. We want to get to the event, but I guess let's get the bad news out of the way first. Bad business news to start us off. The closing of Macy's, that's no good, Kathy.
Oh, I know. We're all so disappointed in that. And, you know, it's really disappointing because this store is a good performer and has done really well. It's just one of those corporate decisions where they're closing out smaller markets. And, you know, unfortunately, we came across their day. They eliminated Helena. And it's, you know, it's 50 people make their living over there or work at Macy's. And they're all great people. I know Don Buckley, the manager, is just a super gal. And, you know, we're just so disappointed. It's an essential part of our shopping district, the only major retailer for upper-end clothing. And so it's, you know, it really is disappointing. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, the world is changing and people are shopping differently and you know, it's just part of what's going on across the nation. It's not just Helena. You know, all my peers all across the nation are lamenting the demise of storefront retail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really is a trend that has happened, and you know, it's a different world. I guess we just have to adapt. I know my board had a long discussion about it, and you know, part of the thing is that we just have to learn what to do to adapt.
Yeah.
And,
well, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a blow. And as you said, I mean, it's not just Helena, which I guess should make us feel a little bit better. It's not like our Macy's was not performing well. It actually, as you said, it performed very well. They had good holiday numbers. It's just they're closing 9-10 stores across the country, though they say not the one in Bozeman. So I guess that one's sticking around, but changing landscape.
Well, a little bigger market, yeah. And then, you know, it'll close eventually. They're closing one in downtown Seattle. So it's not just little towns like Helena. So it's just disappointing, especially, you know, when we already have kind of limited number of stores and we want people to stay home to shop. We don't want them going out to Bozeman and Missoula and Great Falls. And so, you know, having a better rounded shopping really keeps people home. But I don't know. You can't fight corporate America.
Yeah. Well, and this is just the latest closure. I mean, we saw just here very recently, Shopko closed down. Kmart closed down not that long ago. I'm trying to think back through the list. JCPenney before that, Hastings before that. I mean, it feels like big box dominoes that we're playing here.
Exactly. And, you know, I think it's fearful for some of our other beer box stores, too. And although I think some of them are adapting different. For instance, Walmart has really embraced the shop online. Mm-hmm. So that you can order your stuff ahead of time and just stop by. I know a lot of young parents are really liking that they can just drive up and text them and they bring out the groceries. And, you know, so Walmart's really adapting to that. They're even looking at, in the next year, delivering to your house. And, you know, so definitely the world is changing and stores have to either adapt to that or they're going to have to close stores. And,
yeah.
It's just really too bad.
Yeah. Well, and I think when we talk about shopping here in town, shopping locally, I think people sort of that automatically cues the trigger of locally owned. But I mean, local chain stores certainly a part of our community as well.
Right. I think so too. You know, I think you know, and it's getting even harder and harder for the little stores to make it too. You know, for one thing, they have to try to be a little bit competitive in there. in the cost of their products, and it's harder for them to get help. All stores are struggling to keep their staff up to the, you know, when we're staying around 3% unemployment, the staffing is just tremendously hard. Even the hospital mentioned the other day they have about 200 openings right now that they're trying to fill, and they're really good paying with full benefits. So, you know, it's just a different world, and we're really having to adapt. You know, it's kind of funny. You know, when the nation gets low unemployment, that's a great thing because people are all working. But it's a bad thing for business because they can't expand and hire more people.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's a conundrum. It really is. But I do feel bad for the community and myself even, because I shopped at Macy's quite often, and it's definitely going to be a hit to our community.
Yeah. Kathy Burwell with the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce is our guest on Coffee Break this morning. And you mentioned, Kathy, that the board had been talking about this. I mean, how much a part of the discussion in the chamber are these bigger retailers? Because, we're literally one a year for the last 4 or 5 years. It feels like we're just waiting for the next one. At some point, that's not sustainable for a community, right?
Well, you know, I think it is. I think the big thing, like I mentioned, is that you have to adapt to change. And, you know, everybody, I would imagine, does some shopping online. And that's just the way the world is now. And so you have to kind of adapt to that. There are things that are going to always do well because you have to have them. But there is, it's going to be challenging. It's going to be challenging for us to, when you try to get people to move here, doctors and high-end employees that expect services, and they come to town and there's no shopping, that's a little hard. You know,
yeah.
It's harder to recruit. And I mean, it's going to hit us. I think one thing the board talked about was that, these empty buildings, this is, you know, we have to try to look at that as opportunities, and what can we do to encourage businesses or different use of those buildings. If they're not going to be retail, could they be used for something else? You know, there's really a lot of discussion about, you know, how do you adapt? You know, because you can't change corporate America. You just can't. You know, you can't. You can encourage them to stay here, but that doesn't mean they will.
Yeah.
And so you just have to adapt to it and figure out what we're going to do with Shopko sitting there empty, and now Macy's, and then there's, you know, Shoe Carnival is empty, Rue 21 is empty. You know, luckily Kmart filled with the U-Haul facility. So, you know, you're just hoping that we can backfill some of that with something else if we can't bring more retail in.
Yeah.
It would be lovely to encourage more retail to come in, but, you know, it's really, really difficult when they're all looking at closures.
Right. Yeah. I mean, is that something that that you and the chamber are actively out sort of trying to court some of these major retailers and bring them into town? Because it is going to be, as you say, that's a tough sell, because so many of them are sort of tightening the belts and figuring out where they can trim. They're not looking at expanding anywhere.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of funds to do any encouragement of some of that kind of. We reach out to them on a regular basis, trying to encourage them to take a look at Helena. But if they look at Helena and say, "Well, Macy's closed," we might not make it there. You know, so it's a conundrum, and it's something that I don't know. You really can't influence a lot of corporate decisions, and there's not a lot of retail out there looking for new places to go. You know, they're cutting back.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It really is difficult, and you know, I'd love to wave the magic wand and encourage Kohl's or somebody.
Well,
new
take it
to
out.
Come
I know
in.
You've got one, Kathy. You've got.
I
the
know.
Wand somewhere.
I wish I did. I wish I did. But we've had a lot of calls this week about Macy's and comments and stuff sent to us, and you know, we'd love to do something. It's just really, it's it's a very difficult situation.
Yeah. Kathy Burwell at the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce is our guest this morning. She's joining us by phone from the office. And we're going to have to take a quick break. I want to ask real quick before we do that, to sort of finish up this topic. We talk a lot about our role as citizens and shoppers and helping to support our local businesses. What does the other side of that coin look like? I mean, what do the local businesses have to do in this fight?
Well, I guess they just need to, for one thing, like Walmart, you need to get online and have some services. I know like Birds and Beasley's downtown has a service where you can go online and check out their inventory and actually purchase and then just stop by during your lunch hour or sometime during the day and pick it up. It'll be ready to go. It's similar to what Walmart's doing. So I think little stores and other stores need to have other options. You know, how can they... how can they compete in a changing world? So, and customer service is another thing that comes up regularly that people say, you know, we had a board director at our meeting the other day say that she had taken her granddaughter out shopping and wanted to spend a lot of money on her, and the customer service was so poor they didn't. Mm-hmm. And you know, that isn't true at every store, because we looked at doing some customer service training. But I can tell you that the stores that have excellent customer service training are the ones that come, and the people who need help never come. So it's really hard. But customer service needs to be stepped up. You know, they need to really set themselves apart and make people feel welcome and helpful and try to help them find things. And maybe partner together to know what other partner stores have so that they can cross-promote each other.
Yeah, Kathy, thanks for that, and thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We do have to take, as I said, a quick break, but Kathy's going to hang out. We're going to hang out. We're going to chat some more coming up right after this. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining us this morning. Kathy Burwell, the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO, our guest today. And one of the issues, Kathy, we talk about when you come in is the lack of affordable housing that we need in order to help out, in turn, create a larger workforce. The City Commission now trying to help out. They're offering some incentives to builders. That's going to be a really good thing.
Yeah, I hope it will be. It definitely is something that is high on everybody's minds, anybody who's trying to recruit, especially if you need entry-level, the lower-skilled workers to work for you, you know, where you can't pay the higher wages. They definitely have got to have options for affordable housing. We have a need for over 400 units right now, and we're building 85. Down at the new place on Henderson Drive. So we're going to be behind on that for quite a while. It's going to take quite a bit of work to get things up. Hopefully, maybe there are some building contractors who can build into their subdivisions and stuff some affordable housing. But there again, that's asking a lot of them. You know, they're trying to make a living too, and it's really hard for them to, they're trying to build, you know, subdivisions that are of a certain quality, and then if they have to put so many houses in that are affordable housing, that's a little harder for them to do.
Yeah, you know? Well, it does sound like the housing market here in Helena and in the Helena area is, though, continuing to grow just in general, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, we are growing and there's a lot of new houses going up and you know, the housing market's extremely strong right now. It's very high, you know. I think we sold about 936 houses last year and an average of 314,000. So, you know, that's pretty high,
yeah.
For the normal person. There, the median home price was like 289, so that's a little bit more affordable, but it's still a very high amount. Very few houses are for sale under $250,000. The real estate offices are seeking those all the time because they do have first-time homeowners and people who would like to get into a house they could fix up and you know, that's more affordable. And it's very difficult because we have high demand.
Yeah, well, it looks like, I have to think, though, if houses keep going up at some time, that demand might balance out a bit, right? But that might be a little bit long-term.
Right. Yeah, I think that, you know, that is something that's going to have to be long-term. Of course, you know, like with the housing, I don't know if it's exactly Section 8, but it's affordable housing that's going in down on Henderson. You know, it takes a long time to apply for those federal dollars and get approved for them and then, you know, make it happen. Rocky Mountain Development has done an excellent job with that, but, you know, it's hard to keep up with it. And then to find places where you can build them that are accessible to services in the city. You know, you can't build these way out in the country. You got to have them where people can walk to things or get on the transit. So it is really, you know, gets more difficult every year.
Kathy Burwell is our guest this morning, and we've talked about new business, of course. Anytime you come in, and the Montana Club has been the subject a few times now. Do we know what's happening out there?
I'm sorry, I got distracted. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, well, see, when I don't have you in the studio, you're going to squirrel.
I know, I'm not focused on you, Troy, and now I am. I'm going to turn my computer off. Too much distraction here at the office.
Quit playing solitaire.
I wasn't doing that. I was working.
Minesweeper over there at the Chamber
there
of Commerce.
There you go.
The Montana Club, do we know what's going on over there? Because we were talking about them moving in.
Yes,
they were trying to get stuff happening, and now it seems like that's up in the air.
Yeah, I talked to a gal from their contractors, and the infrastructure costs were really escalating over at that site, and you know, they were just having second thoughts about that location. They're now searching for possible other locations. So they haven't given up on Helena. They're just looking at what's going to be their best option. Is it to go where they own the property, or is it to go to another location? So they're still very interested in Helena. And, of course, we're very interested in them coming because they're an excellent restaurant with, you know. And the other thing that's driving them is they own a liquor license, you know, and those are very expensive, so they need to use that, and so they really do want to get a restaurant built here, and those are really high quality restaurants with a great menu and really nice facilities. So I think we just need to be patient. I think they're still working through things. Maybe by spring they'll have a plan in mind and get busy.
Yeah, so tough location there on Custer a bit, but we still have a chance for the Montana Club.
Yeah, you know, that location, the difficulty there is getting in and out. Ingress and egress from that site is very difficult. You cannot make a left-hand turn on Custer from there, and so it makes it a little harder to work with.
Yeah, well, and one other new casino, I guess, is now officially open. That's over by Fuel Fitness, is that right?
Yeah. Fritzy's Casino over there is owned by Chris Sandrock, which also owns the Sunset Casino on the west side. And I guess I haven't been into it yet, but I've heard that it's really special. The gal that I was talking to said, you got to check out the bathrooms. They're outstanding. So it's kind of funny, but I think it's really well done. I know he put a lot of money into it, and so I think that is worthy of taking a stop, as is the new one out there, Heidi's, that's out by Super One. Mm-hmm. She's done a really good job with that, and so encourages people to stop in, and they've decorated it with local memorabilia, and it looks like a really cool little place. So
yeah, well, and we mentioned Fuel Fitness. They've been working out there as well, haven't they?
Yeah, they have done a big remodel in there, and they encourage people to come in and check it out. You know, it's a very competitive world for fitness right now, and you know, so they got to keep up with the Joneses and keep it nice in there. And I understand they've really made some nice improvements, as has the YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I know the YMCA is also, you know, you don't always think of the YMCA competing in the fitness world because they have so many programs and so many, you know, kids things that they do. But they are a very strong competitor in the fitness world, and for people to come there and affordable for families. And they have really stepped up their game. They've really made it beautiful over there and have all new equipment, and I think that people will really be surprised if they stop by and check it out.
We're talking with Kathy Burwell this morning. She is the president and CEO of the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce. And before we run out of time today, Kathy, is as we alluded to, it's a big day for you, some awards and some food about to be handed out at the same time.
Yes, a big event for the Chamber today at noon at the Great Northern Hotel. We are having our annual awards luncheon. We have about 400 people coming to lunch today, and this is one of the funnest events we do because we get to honor excellence in our businesses and some of our business people. So really an amazing lineup of, we had the most nominations I've seen in my 20 years this year for the awards, and so the selection process was very difficult, but I believe we've got some amazing businesses to honor, and so looking forward to it. It'll be a great luncheon. It's kind of the rite of passing too for our board chairs, because you have the outgoing chair talk about last year and the incoming chair talking about what we're planning and working on for this year. And so it's really a great event and obviously well attended.
Yeah, well, and we can't announce winners. They've still got to wait for a couple hours to find out
that they won.
We want them to be surprised. But what are the awards for folks that haven't heard about it or been okay. over there? What are the awards we're handing out?
Well, we give a business of the year, and those are for larger businesses, because we also give a small business of the year, which is 25 or less employees, and then we give a business person of the year, so someone who's really made an impact on Helena and a contribution to our economy in many ways and to the general well-being of Helena. And so those are the main three ones. We also give out a volunteer of the year and a hospitality tourism award, and then the chairman of the board has the opportunity to give out one or two special recognition awards for someone or somebody that doesn't fit into our other awards but should be recognized. And this year we have two people that will be honored from the chair. So those are our main awards, and it should be a awesome event.
Yeah, it's been going on for years now. Always a fantastic event. I know it's one of your favorite days, just to get to recognize some fantastic people and business owners in the community.
And they're always surprised and so appreciative, you know, I mean, because it's a big honor to be selected. And you know, because, you know, we have 3,500 businesses in town and only three of them are getting honored. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It really is. It is one of my favorite days of the year, and totally enjoy it. We used to do it with the banquet, and then it became really difficult to manage, and it made the evening extremely long. And, you know, when you go to a banquet, you don't want to be there for 4 or 5 hours. So we split it into two events, and so our banquet, of course, became the big night out, and it's more of a fun celebration, fundraising night, and then the luncheon is more of a business, respectable, you know, type of event where we're showing a lot of appreciation and respect for these award winners.
Yeah, well, and it's certainly, as you said, I mean, it's neat for them, maybe even more so just because they were nominated for this by employees or customers, you know, whoever, somebody noticed them and what it is they do and made it a point to sit down and take the time to highlight that, that makes it pretty special.
It does. It really does, because it's kind of one of those things where you plug along and do what you try to always strive for excellence in your business and in your business practices, but you never know if people notice or appreciate it, you know, and so being nominated is in itself is a real honor, and then winning the award obviously is even bigger.
And then your job starts to try to pick the winners out of a big pile of winners.
Well, actually, I don't do the selection. We have a process. We take all of the nominations, and then they are pared down from a committee type process to a top five in each category, and then the executive board pairs them down to the top three, and then our entire board of directors votes, and I make sure every single one of them voted, and so we have 23 directors, and they vote on it, and that's where the final selection is.
Yeah, it's a lot of work that goes into that, and Kathy, I know you've got a very busy day. We're in our last about 45 seconds here. If people want to find out more about the chamber, it's growing. There's so much happening. Great events like this. 2020 would be a great year to look into membership, I think. How do people do that? How do they find out more?
Well, if any of our events, that they just call the chamber here at 442-4120, and we can certainly help them out. And I would be remiss if I didn't mentioned that we're always looking for more volunteers for the Swish tournament that'll be coming up the 1st of March, and that's huge. I think we're looking to have a record number of teams this year, and so people can really get involved. We encourage all of our members to volunteer, and even people who are not members, we would love to have you volunteer for the Swish tournament.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. A lot of people coming in for that. Teams already signing up for that thing. Doesn't happen until the spring. Kathy, thanks for taking time this morning.
No problem. I'm sorry I didn't make it into the studio. I'll be there next time with bells on.
Okay. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.